This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores Back to School Part 2, Vaccines and Public Health. And now here's Paige.
It's September and the kids are back in school along with the required boxes of tissues and hand sanitizer for the classroom. These can help prevent the spread of colds, but students may be at risk of more serious illnesses. We're seeing an uptick in the outbreaks of measles, whooping cough, rubella, mumps, and polio, some affecting more than 10,000 people in just 1 year. Diseases like measles, whooping cough, and meningitis are highly contagious and in many cases can be life-threatening. Prior to the start of national vaccination programs over a generation ago, 500 people died, 1,000 became disabled, and 48,000 were hospitalized every year from measles alone. At least two factors contribute to these outbreaks. One is complacency about the seriousness of these diseases, since many parents have never experienced the devastation of polio or whooping cough. They don't take vaccinations seriously. The other factor is the complete rejection of childhood immunizations, often by Christian homeschooling families or wealthy, well-educated parents. While there are many dimensions to this issue, I'd like to look at this from the perspective of public health and caring for others. One of the principles behind childhood immunizations is that if a sufficient number of people are immunized, they form a kind of barrier around an infected person, protecting against the spread of that disease. This is known as community immunity. At least 90% of the group needs to be immunized to achieve protection for those who are vulnerable. Let's call them our neighbors. They include some immunized people who don't develop adequate immunity. Others cannot be immunized because they are too young or because their immune systems are compromised, such as a child with leukemia. Community immunity protects them. Lately, their risk has gone up. Community immunity has fallen to dangerously low levels in some school districts. Diseases that could have been avoided with adequate immunizations can hurt a lot of people. Both immunized and unimmunized children can contract a disease or be a carrier that passes it to those who are most vulnerable to becoming seriously ill or dying. This is where parental rights run up against moral responsibilities. Parents need to make decisions based on credible evidence, not the inflammatory rhetoric that can surround this issue. This is not to ignore concerns about side effects, the moral questions about the source of the vaccines, or rights of privacy and liberty. Yet despite our primary responsibility for our own children, we also are called to care for those around us. Immunization is one application of our commitment to neighborliness, a tangible act of caring for others. Immunization isn't just about one individual, but the health of the community. The answer to "who is my neighbor?" just might be the children in your daughter's classroom. Think about it.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.